It looks like we have pretty much everyone who said they'd be participating. And so as to not delay this further, why don't we just get started? We'll start to roll call. Tom Cargi here. Dan Hollenbach?
He looks like
Here.
Kathleen Hughes?
Here.
Dawn Nogala?
Here.
Ronald Lamar?
Here.
John, I screw your name up every time, John. Is it Roger?
Rager. That's
Rager.
Fine. I'm here.
I'll get it at some point, trust me. Yep. Annette Madden?
Here.
Ingrid Liu? I can see you.
It's frozen.
Catherine Christmas?
Here.
Joel Luking?
Here.
Lori Gillard?
Here.
John Flynn? She said it's going to be here. Julie Armstrong? She also said it's going to be here. Marta Kosberg?
Here.
Okay. Can I get a motion to permit us to proceed by electronic participation?
Motion.
Are you?
Sorry, who made that motion?
Who made the motion to proceed by electronic participation?
Ron Lamar.
Okay, I'm Ron. Thank you.
And I need a second.
Second.
Is that a roll call? Is it a roll call?
No.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay. First up, we have a public comment. There is a Lena Georgiev, who is on the phone now and is asked to read to us a letter she previously sent in. Ms. Georgiev, go ahead.
Oh, I gave my comments to one of
the
people.
I have it here. I can read it if you want.
Okay, you can read it. That's fine.
Okay.
That's
Thank
what
you
I
for,
thought.
This is for Ms. Georgiev. Thank you for listening. I don't think that spending money on deer killing during these harsh times now is money well spent. There's a lot more important things the community can concentrate on currently. Also, I've been in the woods many times, and there are not so many deer that killing is necessary. Furthermore, ticks do not jump to human hosts. If you do the research, people go to the woods on their own will, and if they want to get infected, I'm sorry, if they get infected, that is not the deer's fault. I really hope the survey and petitions will not allow for the deer to be killed. That is not what's doing, and I don't think it's a responsible deed from humans. Under the legislation, which is at 520 ILCS section 5 et al., Wildlife Code, deer are protected wildlife. Thanks again for listening, Lena. Thank you, Ms. Georgiev. Kathy, I think you wanted to make a comment before we start.
Yes, and I won't stay. I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you so much for being here tonight. I know we had a time which we were gonna get together 30 days ago, and of course, we were faced with COVID-19 issues. You know, this is still an important issue for our board and for our community. So I do appreciate your help helping us think this through. You know, we take this very serious, and your input, all of your input is very important to us. So I just wanted to say to all of you, thank you for being here. I hope your families are safe and well. As we go through this unprecedented time that we're in. I have nothing more than that, Tom. I just wanted to welcome everybody, and I will drop off because I want you to, you know, feel free to talk and amongst yourself and find ways that we can help our community through this really important issue. So thank you so much. That's what
Thanks,
I want
to Kathy. You're of course welcome to stick around, but I understand you probably have other things to do.
No, I mean, this is really important, but I really want you all to feel, you know, that you can talk freely and openly and amongst yourselves about what we need to do. So I just wanted to say thank you.
And thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Stay well,
thank you
guys. Stay healthy, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Julie Armstrong, I see you just came on the call.
Yep, I'm here. Okay. I was waiting to get in, so sorry if I was a couple of minutes late.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I mean, okay. These weird times require forbearance on a lot of things, and you're being 2 minutes late isn't that big a deal.
Okay, cool.
I'm
okay,
gonna
so for,
it's okay. All right, see you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
First off is the approval of the meeting minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I can make a motion. Lori Gillard.
Okay, and a second.
Second.
Kathleen, excuse, second.
Okay.
Motion.
Everyone had a chance to read the minutes from our last meeting. Any questions or comments?
I'm good.
Yep.
Okay. Good. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Next up is the... thank you. Next up is the... Oh, we lost Ingrid. Oh, you're back, Ingrid. Can you hear us, Ingrid?
Yeah. Go away. Go away.
Ingrid, can you hear?
Yeah, I'm... Sorry, I'm having all kinds of technical problems.
No, I just wanted to make sure that you could hear before we moved on. So first
now
up
I'm
is
here.
The first up is the survey questionnaire, whatever we're going to call it. I did send, or Sarah rather sent, a packet of material that we received from Tim Pruse at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and I've gone through them. I think obviously there's not one in there, in my opinion, that's our solution, but I think there's some decent material we can draw on, at least for questions. I know, Ingrid, you had mentioned in an email that there was also a Humane Society survey, and I have looked for it. I looked through that packet. I couldn't find it. I'm sure it's there.
Yeah,
I just couldn't find
it's about two-thirds of the way towards the end of the packet. I thought the questions were really good.
I have the whole deer packet from the Humane Society, and I felt the questions were to the point. They were just a couple of pages, and I thought it was a very good sample public survey.
Would either of you mind sending it to Sarah so that she could distribute it to the rest of the board?
I think I did send it to her, and then she said just bring it up at the meeting.
Oh, it was a part of your email? Okay.
And
so we'll send that out.
That what was sent out also a couple months ago to all the trustees.
What I was hoping was that, you know, I mean, it's premature now for us to start discussing particular questions, but if everyone could review the material, and then we'll have another meeting later in May, in the middle of May, where maybe we can sort of come up with a consensus on what the survey would look like. We still need to figure out a plan for... a recommendation rather for distribution and for getting as much input as possible from the community. And I think that's a discussion we could have after we see the survey. I do like, if it's only three pages long, I do like, there was a couple in there that were just too long.
Yeah.
I think people would lose interest after a while.
This one's pretty brief and it has good selection, easy to follow kind of choices.
Okay. Another thing that I would like to do. Oh, Julia, you can speak up if you want, but your full message didn't come through other than you just have to be done by 8?
Yeah, I have a call with a client in Asia. I was trying not to interrupt. It was no big deal.
No, it's okay. I don't think we're going to be – I mean, there's not a lot substantively discussed tonight. This is really – unfortunately, because of the delay from the last meeting, I was kind of looking at this as being more organizational and just sort of getting tasks in hand. So
right.
One thing I would like, and we can figure out at the end of the meeting when we'll next meet, but – have everyone before that meeting go through all these surveys and sort of, you know, if you agree with the Humane Society one, that's fine. Just come up with what you think the appropriate question should be, and hopefully we can round out the survey and conceivably approve it at our next meeting. That may not be possible, but at least let's try that. I think that should be a goal. So if everyone could get both what Sarah will send you now and then the stuff that Sarah sent earlier this week, look through the questions, get a sense of sort of how survey should look. They're somewhat all over the board. I was looking at the Ann Arbor one, which I'm surprised anyone filled out because it was so long.
Would it be easier if I just took the pages of the survey and not and like picked it out of that?
Is that what you did in your email?
No, I sent the whole.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind just picking them out. Like
okay.
I said, I did go through that packet and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Not what you sent, but rather on their online stuff.
Sure.
So is that acceptable to everyone, so that by the next meeting we'll have gone through these surveys and sort of looked at the questions and figured out if we can come to a consensus on what the survey will look like?
One thing, if everyone
could just raise your hand first to speak, just because these things can get challenging. Julie?
Great. So my ask is, are we going to try to articulate and write out what we think the best of the questions are and submit that to someone? Or like, how could that be, you know, because we could have like a working Google Doc or something along that line that said, you know, here's what we think the 10 questions are, and then have people kind of build from there. What would be the best mechanism to do that, we think?
I'm willing to listen to suggestions. I think that would be a little bit, I think that might be a little unwieldy. My thought is we get a baseline, and there was one that I thought could serve as the baseline, but it sounds like, I didn't look at the Humane Society survey, so I can't judge that one. It sounds like there's others that suggest that. I think we just get a baseline survey and then work off of that towards language and everything, questions that everyone agrees to. So ideally, then maybe what we have to do, Julie, and answer your question, is maybe the next time we meet, we then sort of see where the disagreements are on language and stuff like that. I guess I haven't really thought of a way of doing this in an effective manner, to be honest with you.
I think if we tonight agreed on, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just to pick up where we were left off, I think if we agreed tonight, if we have a point of view of which survey would be the best to use as a baseline, and then we can build. It's not to say that if I read two questions in another survey that I wanted to pull in to the base, but I would say maybe we try to agree on the baseline survey. If it's this one that Marta and Ingrid were referring to, I'm fine with that. And then if I feel really strongly that it's missing one or two things, I think then we weigh in on that. Otherwise, I think if we left here tonight kind of saying we were going to try to focus on this one, that would be easier.
No, I know. I appreciate that, but I'm just uncomfortable agreeing to a baseline of a survey that I haven't read yet.
Well, this actually is not inconsistent with what Julie just said, but my one takeaway reading all these surveys was, obviously they're all different communities, they were all at different points of this process. One of the things that came up at our first meeting was that we actually have no data still, other than anecdotes of what the actual problem is, like where the actual conflicts are. We have a few people called in, some people write the paper, but those are also the loudest voices. I think one of the things to think about up front would be, maybe do we want this survey to focus on what the conflicts are, and more than just jumping right to assuming these are the conflicts. And then, because all these surveys were very detailed, and I don't want to invent a problem where there isn't one. You know, it could be that there's three people who had one kind of a problem, you know, maybe that's a real problem, but it doesn't mean we need to base the survey off of those three people. We still don't know what neighborhoods have problems. We don't know if it's gardens, we don't know if it's cars, we don't know if it's kids, we don't know anything.
But the survey, at least the ones that I looked at, do sort of raise that factual issue. They ask, you know, how many times have you encountered? I'm sorry?
They're leading. They're very leading, as opposed to figuring out if there is. We don't even know really to what degree there is a problem. Like, we know that there are certain anecdotal problems.
That's why
we don't know if there's a community problem.
That's the whole point of the survey.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, but that wasn't the point of all these surveys. A lot of these surveys were already stepping towards solution. How much money do you want to spend?
Taxpayer jobs.
I'm saying we need to decide what we want the survey to achieve. And if the survey is more about identifying the problem rather than how we resolve the problem, I think that would be helpful. But
you're next, Marta.
I agree. I think the surveys that we were given were very leading. They were really kind of about, there is a problem, what are we going to do to solve it? It wasn't kind of a neutral, let's see where the problems are, if there's a problem. And I think the Humane Society's one is a little more neutral.
Okay, I haven't seen that one, so I can't comment.
Yeah. Joe, do you want to speak? You keep popping up on my box. Okay. On that point, one of the things that I was thinking of doing is, in addition to the survey,
isn't
we would develop...
Isn't the nature of that
I'm sorry.
Be leading?
What?
Isn't by the fact that the Humane Society puts it out, doesn't that give you indication of the that's a leading survey? I haven't, that's the only one I haven't read.
So. I haven't read it, I can't say.
I think there were some questions that were in some of the other surveys, but I think there were also other questions that were a little more neutral. So it had a mix of both.
The lady at iPad W25-5586, can you give me your name? Can I get your name first?
What?
What's your name?
Kathleen.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, if you're breaking up. You have my name? Kathleen Hughes?
Yeah, you're not identified, so I didn't want to call you iPad W25-5586.
Kathleen Hughes.
Go ahead. It's your turn.
Why does it say James?
Okay. So
Kathleen, you might need to go off video. It might help your Wi-Fi connection because you're just breaking up on us, and that's why you keep getting cut off.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Bottom left, hit stop video.
Can I say something here?
Go ahead, Dawn.
Of course, we know that there's a problem. That's why we're all here on this committee. So I just want to clarify that. If there wasn't a problem, we wouldn't be here. So we know that there's a deer problem in our community. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So, I mean, we got to call it what it is.
Respectfully, I disagree. We know some people have called in about deer, but we don't know how many. We have no idea who. It could have been five people. We don't know anything about the actual facts.
Tom, one of a good exercise is to have everybody write down what they think the problem is and send it to you. That could help for the next.
Well, I think there were at our meeting in June there were 98 people that said that they had a problem with deer. So, Catherine, I understand the point you're making, but that's more than five people.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying, but my point is if we don't have any data, we're literally working off no data. So all I'm saying is that if we're going to do a regional survey of the area, it's a good opportunity to get some information. Maybe there's problems that we don't even know about. Like they were saying that there haven't been a lot of reports about near misses for cars. I think that's a really important subject, is cars. We don't know if there have been near misses and people didn't call the police. It just seems like why not use, if we're gonna do a broad brush to start, to get the information to start, so that at least we are dealing with real information that's factual, that's not anecdotal.
All these surveys have special tests.
Jen?
I'm sorry, Tom.
We made Kathleen.
You're Jen. I'm calling on Jen. Jen, it's your turn.
Isn't that the whole point of the survey? I mean, I think we're way over engineering this.
Yes.
Well, no, I hope so. I'd like that.
I view the survey always as being that informational gathering tour, not just simply the binary question of do we call or don't we call. I mean, we're going to use the survey to gather the information to make the decision. Yeah. At the end of the day, the survey is not going to decide. Not going to make this decision. Data will, and we'll use the survey as the means of gathering the data.
And the survey.
Well, maybe these surveys were just a few steps ahead. Maybe it's just a question that when reading the surveys, it looks like they already had data. We don't have data. That's all. So I'm just thinking.
I'm just trying to find it. This survey actually is for the purpose of figuring out why people have issues, if they even have issues, what they are.
Right.
But on that point, Catherine, I would like to develop what I call an incident report that we put on the village's website so that people, when they do encounter deer or have something destroyed or hit a deer or whatever, that we could have a database of not only opinions about deer, but actually instances where people have encountered the deer.
That's perfect. I mean, I feel like that's what we're missing. We don't have
it. Catherine, I think we're completely, I think everyone here agrees with you that the survey, I didn't see them as being, that biased, but I think all of them sought to gather information.
Bias implies that they're trying to like trick somebody. I'm saying that they seem to be reacting to information that we don't have yet. That's all.
Okay.
I'm not implying bias like bad. I just mean that they seem to have gotten further in the process. That's all.
Kathleen, did you want to say something?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
No, we can.
Well, what I was thinking was that we, because I think this goes back to a point I raised in the first meeting, and to gather, you know, actual hard data might be really difficult and time consuming and expensive. We might not have hard data for which we need to make a decision on, but I think it's the input from residents that we need to make the decision on. And I think it needs to be in a non-leading way. Do you have an issue with deer, or do you enjoy them? Or the Cayuga survey I thought was a really good one, the Cayuga Heights, although it was a little, you can tell that's a hunting community, so you'd have to tailor it around a non-hunting community. But I mean, the survey should feel out, do you like the deer, do you not like the deer? If you don't like the deer, what are your problems? Have you tried certain things to get around these problems? If you don't like the deer, or what form of control are you open to or not open to? I mean, I think there's a way you can do it in a non-leading way that takes the pulse on the community. I think we know that we know enough that there are some people that have concerns, so that's why we're here. And the concerns can be, you know, the culling, people being against it, or, you know, I don't think we want to go back to debating if we have an issue here or not.
I think I think you're right. We need to find out which, you know, do people like them, or not like them, who has issues and who doesn't, and where the majority lays.
Julie?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to go back to my original suggestion, and I will either offer to do this, or if others feel more strongly that they want to take it, I'm not trying to take the reins. But I think that we need to have two to three people do a breakout, come up with a proposed survey that we react to in the next meeting. Like, I think, and whoever it wants to be, I don't care if it's me, I will volunteer as long as we've a couple weeks to kind of have an hour call, as long as everybody comes to do their homework. We know we have a problem, whether it's a community issue, a deer issue, I don't know, we know we have an issue. We need to, I think, agree that it's not going to be leading. There needs to be a fact-based survey, right, to give us information to then take action. But I think we need a little subgroup, maybe, if that's allowed, Tom, you know, to then come up with a proposed survey and then have the group react to it, right? Because 15, 19 people trying to, like,
I'm happy to help
do that, or I'm happy to stand back if three other people feel more strongly. But I definitely recommend that we try to have a couple people focused in culminating the questions.
Julie, can I make a suggestion? I thought originally that was going to be a good plan, and then I read through all the surveys except for I just pulled up the Humane Society one. I think we might be reinventing the wheel a little bit, where other communities have done a ton of research already, or, you know, data gathering and survey research. I think it would make sense maybe if we vote on a framework of a survey, take which one is the best, and obviously we need to make adjustments to it, but I would recommend choosing one as our baseline as opposed to two or three people recreating one.
Julia, I like your idea, but I think we first have to decide what our baseline is. So I think that will have to be a committee vote in the next meeting. Now that we have the Humane Society.
That's totally fine. I just...
Yours is a great idea because it's unwieldy for all of us to be making... I mean, I think at the end of the day, someone's got to take the lead in doing this because, especially if we're doing it over Zoom, it's challenging to have these kind of intricate discussions with 12 people talking at the same time. I know you guys are being great, by the way. It was one of my concerns about this was that we'd all be talking over each other. I don't know if you guys have been to any Zoom parties, but for the most part, you just hear everyone at the same time. So I think everyone has done a great job of letting people get their message out. So I think that's a good idea, which leads to the next issue, subcommittees. We can have subcommittees that don't have to comply with the Open Meetings Act in that notice and everything else, as long as it's less than four people. So I've thought of, now, Julie's committee would be one, not Julie's committee, but Julie's idea. The other two that I thought of were the developing a strategy and communicating both the survey and issues regarding deer management, and then a subcommittee on viable alternatives to culling. And again, no one's compelled to do anything if they don't want to, but if there's, before I go there, does anyone have any other subcommittees they can think of, working groups, for call it whatever you want, that would be beneficial on this?
Could you just repeat them again?
The three that I have, it would be the survey subcommittee, a committee to discuss means of communicating with the village, both about the survey and deer management generally, you know, ideas of like putting up fences and things like that, and then viable alternatives to culling.
Tom, can I, I've listened to the last week's hour and a half meeting. I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend it, but I did listen to it all. I've read everything. Pardon?
I'm stuck in a corner.
I've read everything. And in this whole process, and perhaps that I was under the understanding that the reason we're here is because we are to ultimately come up with a deer management plan to recommend to the board for approval. And it was my understanding that we should use all the tools that we have available to us to have a deer management program in River Forest, which they have never ever had before. And so I don't see it as culling and then alternatives. I look at it as a program that incorporates all of these things that we need to do, because even if we cull, we're still gonna have deer. You don't eliminate them. So we have to have a deer management program, and I'm having trouble. We keep saying it's not a binary issue, but yet we're proceeding as if it's a binary issue, that we're either culling or alternatives to culling. There is no alternative to culling. And so you have to put a whole program together that incorporates lots of things. Climate, fencing. Trust me, I'm a gardener. I know what deer resistant plants are and what I can and can't have in my yard. And yet I had six of them camping out for a week this winter in my house. So I just think we need to look at this as a complete multidisciplinary approach to everything and not just one or the other.
I respectfully would challenge that until we have information from the community. I do not agree that it's culling is a foregone conclusion, meaning it's just a matter of how much and then management after that. I think that we're just trying to get information.
That's not what I said. I didn't say culling is a
foregone conclusion. Oh, okay. Then I misunderstood you.
I'm just saying we're kind of treating it as either or.
Okay.
I'm not saying.
I don't think so.
Okay. I misunderstood you then. I apologize.
Yeah. No.
Jen?
Yeah, no, I think that I like the baseline Julie idea. Let's get that going if we can. But I think the subcommittees really will, the ideas of the subcommittees will likely come out of the results of the survey potentially. I mean, I know a lot of people disagree with me, for example, on infectious diseases, and that's fine. And I probably won't be able to convince them, but I'm happy to. Yeah, I think that's an important issue that, you know, we should discuss on this committee.
You raise a valid point, John, about a lot of the actions that we take depend on the survey. But my thought is rather than waiting until we get the survey results, which probably won't be in the middle of summer, that we can at least start examining, maybe not saying these are things that we should do, but these are things that we can do. And certainly on the communication, that's something that's independent. It's linked to the survey, but it's kind of a forerunner of the survey. We don't have a good way of communicating about the survey itself, it's not going to be a very effective tool. So I understand your point, and there's nothing that would prevent these subcommittees from further considering their recommendations after the surveys are complete. Mm-hmm. Joel, did you want to talk? Your light keeps blinking on.
Oh, you know, I'm just on the conference call option. I don't have a camera on my laptop, Tom.
Was there anything you want? I mean, because it seems like it keeps coming to you, and I don't know if that means you want to say something or.
Right. No, I think starting out with a survey just to get a pulse for the community and where the community stands on deer issues in general. And then secondly, I think it's also important to research all of the options for deer management. And then, as you had said a moment ago, to take the results of the survey and then begin to incorporate them into recommendations for, you know, an overall approach or plan, as was mentioned.
Joel, if I remember correctly, you've already participated in one of these deer task force in Wisconsin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm part of one up at my family's vacation property in Wisconsin. So I've been part of a deer management program with the Wisconsin DNR and our local county wildlife biologist for 12 years. And we've taken a multidisciplinary approach. Deer control, I don't prefer to use the word culling because my view is that I follow what the wildlife biologists indicate is a healthy deer population per square mile for a healthy ecosystem, which ultimately means it's healthy for the deer as well. So I follow what's recommended by ecologists for what a healthy deer population should be and what you should strive to do. So when I talk about deer hunting and control, it's just that. It's not, as someone else had mentioned, I don't believe it's possible. I don't think anyone has any intention to remove every deer from Thatcher Woods because I don't think that's possible to begin with. But I prefer not to use terms as culling. I use the term control, again, based on expert advice from wildlife ecologists. And that absolutely would have a bearing on impact to our village and our personal property and our safety as motorists as well. So I think we need to consider multidisciplinary approaches to this, to these issues, determine what the pulse of the community is, what their concerns are, and have that be the goal of the survey to gather that baseline information. So I'm on board with what I've heard tonight.
So let's recall the subcommittee, the multidisciplinary committee. And Joel, would you be willing to participate in that committee?
Sure. Yes, right. Now, I'm willing to sit on one of the subcommittees for certain. Now, the three that, and it's Tom, right?
Yes.
Are you the kind of the chair right now of the whole committee, Tom, as a trustee, or?
I guess.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine with that. But the three that you had mentioned, Tom, one subcommittee could focus on the structure and putting together the survey itself. The other one you had mentioned, the village and communication issues. And then was it deer management options? Was that part of the second subcommittee? And then the third one was alternatives to removal?
Well, I've rephrased that now as just the overall multidisciplinary deer management solution subcommittee.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, you know, I'll volunteer to sit on any one of those, I guess.
Well, I think given your experience the multidisciplinary one is probably best suited for you.
That's
your
fine.
Experience would be useful. Is there anyone
else?
So we can have up to four people on these subcommittees. So is there anyone else who would like to be on that multidisciplinary committee?
I'll go.
Marta? Are you taking notes? Mm-hmm. Dawn, do you want to do it?
Sure. Yeah.
Anyone else?
Well, I just have a question about the subcommittees.
Sure.
I guess the idea is to make sure that it is an equal way. I feel like we're jumping right from there is a problem. We all know that there is a problem. What it is, we don't all agree on. So I'm wondering if jumping right to what Joel, your wisdom from Wisconsin would benefit us in River Forest. I mean, it's, as I think it was mentioned, it's totally different. I mean, Wisconsin and here, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I looked at everybody's address where everybody lives, and myself and one Lori are the only two people that live south of Lake Street. I don't know how this group was formed, but it seems a bit skewed.
Julie lives south of Lake Street.
You do, Julie?
I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to show you guys something. Hang on. Did I lose you? Okay. So this is where I live. That is my front yard.
Awesome.
So I live south of it. So I just want to, I know where you're going with this, Annette, I think. And I think, Tom, I'm all for kind of, you know, subcommittees and having interdisciplinary kind of options here, but I just think the survey has to come first. Then we know what we're dealing with,
what
right? And then we have to act to the public in a unified way, because not everybody is like my husband's like an analytic, quiet, kind of loner person, and I'm this like extrovert. So he wouldn't go to a committee meeting, but yet he'd have an opinion. Like, or meaning he wouldn't go to a meeting and have an opinion, but he might have one privately. So I think surveying people is going to get a lot more traction and a lot more information and signals than we have from people that aren't willing to show up to these meetings and say something.
A direction.
Right, but Julie, the whatever we do won't be done until the final report. So I'm just trying to start the wheels turning. And so I would envision the management subcommittee dealing more with potentials, not solutions.
And that's okay. I just don't want people spinning their wheels until like the survey says. That's just my opinion. So I'm happy to be outvoted.
Marta?
I think we need subcommittees to gather data as well and to determine some of the goals and objectives. And what works and what doesn't work. And I guess the survey will also help, because then we'll know how much of the community feels that this is or isn't a problem before we start coming into other areas.
I guess, Marta, what would the subcommittee you're envisioning do?
Well, I mean, after the survey comes in, once we've gotten a survey, I think we need to have data regarding a lot of the issues that might come up in the survey. For example, car accidents, Lyme disease, the deer eating the flowers or camping out in somebody's yard. I think a lot of that needs to be gathered, and even the state of the forest preserve. We don't have any data on that. So a lot of the things that might come back from the survey may indicate that people feel a certain way, but is it because they live where they live, or is there data to support what's happening?
Well, but if people raise issues with deer, isn't that the data? I guess I'm confused.
You know what? You can't count it if you haven't measured it. I mean, you've got
a problem.
Do you know what? I think you need to come out with a simple survey and just get people's feedback. And I think there is an issue. I mean, but I don't, maybe there are things that we aren't even really aware of, but we need to have something measurable. Then we can figure out what the objectives are and the goals. And we can really, because I do think you're putting the proverbial cart before the horse if you start planning these subcommittees with the multidisciplinary stuff. I think it's helpful, you know, if we did something like you were saying, the basic three that you mentioned, because those are actually useful things. And we could each take a piece. Like, I do think it would be useful to go through and look at the different surveys, but put together something that's unique for us. And it's got to be simple or people won't do it. And then you get somebody, the group to get together, figure out how are we going to communicate it. And then we get together next time, then we can actually present the survey and get actual data back, and then we can decide, okay, how do we want to break out the data and start addressing the problems? And also, another thing that's really important, people in the community need to know what we're doing. And I think this is important just to give them an opportunity to give some feedback. Because there's, like, what, 10,000 people in River Forest. So I really think, you know, I just think we need to ask people what their opinions are, since this is a public committee. And I like the idea of having just getting a simple survey out to really measure people's attitudes about it.
Catherine? Do you have everybody's email, or should I send this? I just sent, it's 2 pages, just what is taken out. I just sent it to you.
We'll distribute it.
You'll distribute
Sarah it? Sarah has everyone's email, so we'll get it out.
Right. Okay.
I just wanted to agree with the last couple statements. I think I must not have articulated well in the beginning, but that's all I'm saying is I think we need more information before we can get to the next stage. I'm not but there's definitely a problem for some people. I have a deer across the street from me every single day. I mean, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also live by Harlem, so we have apartment dwellers a block away who I'm sure could give a crap about the deer. So you know, it's something where you just don't know, you know, and we have to get more information from people, especially if some of the solutions have a cost, which a lot of these solutions do. and we all know the circumstances we're in right now. I think if we're talking about, before we put too much time into researching things that have a ongoing significant cost, we just need to get a little bit more information on what's going on in the community, that's all. But the survey could be done pretty quickly. I don't think this has to be a complicated first survey, honestly, because it's really just getting that first experience.
Yeah, gathering information.
Yeah. I think the facts will help drive away emotion. It's just going to be facts. And so we just, however we need to decide how to, I think that, Tom, I would just suggest we just need to figure out how to get to the baseline of the survey and agree on a date to do that.
And just to get a pulse of what people are thinking.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen?
So I think that we have to acknowledge we've lost time already. And I think with the survey will take longer than we realize, right? Because we have to come up with it, we have to agree upon it, we have to get residents' feedback on it, and then we analyze it. So it's, I don't think it's that quick of a process. And I think we can acknowledge that there is a lot of research that needs to be done if we choose to do something, whether it's size, culling, whatever. There's a lot of alternatives. And it does, that's going to be a big research piece, and that's going to take some time. And I don't think there's any harm in having a subcommittee that's going to do that concurrently with the survey. I think if we all can say in good faith that just researching management ways is not going to indicate that we're going to implement those if we find the survey doesn't dictate that. But I think because we've lost some time, you have to kind of do these things concurrently.
That's where I was thinking that, again, nothing that the multidisciplinary committee would do would necessarily drive the ultimate decision making, but rather we're just working in concert with what I think are two separate lines of inquiry. One is the survey to get the community's sense of this. But then the other is to develop a list of things we could potentially do if the survey discloses that we have to do something.
Well, I volunteer to be on the survey committee.
Okay. Julie, you were going to be on the anyone else?
I'm happy to kind of run that or run it. Yeah. But
Kathleen? You're getting this right.
Kathleen, I also
was going to ask Kathleen if she was going to be on the
multidisciplinary committee.
Oh, did you put me down for that? Okay. What I can do... whichever we need.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was thinking survey, but
I think most of us can do
survey. A fair amount of the survey work already.
Anyone else would like to be on the survey committee?
Sure.
I can be, but I can be on any of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same.
You got the four?
Okay. So for the survey committee, I have Julie, Lori, Kathleen, and Catherine.
Okay.
Right.
I'll be on the village committee, subcommittee, whatever.
Which one?
The second subcommittee you said. Oh,
the multidisciplinary committee?
No, the communication.
Okay, communication. Anyone else that would like to work on the community? And that basically is just developing a process. And importantly, it's not just about the survey, but also it's about anything we can do to increase the ability to help villagers with a problem if they have it. And that may depend. I mean, obviously that's a follow along because at this point we don't yet have tools, but I do think it's important that we start to think about how we can communicate to the village about the issue. Ingrid, I'd also like to see that subcommittee develop an incident report. There was one in the packet that was sent. There was one, I don't know if, you know, I thought it was okay, but I'm not wedded to it, but I do think that it would be important to get that up, to get that data that everyone keeps asking for. If we could just have something on the village's website where you could just fill out a simple deer encounter form. We'll, you know, like right now the Public Works is developing their own database on that, but if we could get people to report problems with deer or encounters with deer, I think that'd be valuable as well. Does anyone else want to be on the communication committee? Subcommittee?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, sure.
That's two. Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Who's talking? Dan. Okay.
I was interested. Are we going to have a committee that would like reach out to, you know, the other, like the Forest Preserve and the, you know, and the people at the villages and the Cook County and the different
other government agencies that might be involved to get their feedback?
Well, the plan was to run both Tim Pruse and the Forest Preserve guys through this, you know, the committee as a whole. Once we actually had like a survey and then a plan to get their, not sign off, but their input. So that committee is kind of all of us.
Oh, okay.
Sure. You know, Tom, this is Joel. If I could just quickly comment on that. Good question. That was right. I mean, if we look at, if I'm on the multidisciplinary committee, one of the potential measures that we could learn about, at least, is you know, deer control hunting. And that clearly would involve, from what I understand, Illinois DNR and the Cook County Forest Preserve District. So I was thinking that part of that committee's tasks may involve doing some research, finding out, for example, what permits are required. How does that process work?
There's no hunting in Cook County.
No, but I think the point with DNR, they're important to get involved with them.
Oh, no, sure. And Joel, I can give anyone, I mean, Tim Pruse is very responsive, and so we can send his email. If you want to send him any questions, I've found him to be incredibly willing to talk to us.
Yeah, I've talked to the
federal. It's not a resource I'm trying to hoard. I'm just saying, I thought that was more of an end process than a beginning process.
Oh, okay. Well, but my view as one of the multidisciplinary measures was, how are these permits obtained if that's something that ultimately is what's recommended?
Oh, you're talking about the where the Forest Preserve seeks the permits from the DNR.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, no, I fully realize you can't hunt in Cook County. Right, but I'm talking specifically about the control hunt process that is involved, that requires involvement in permits from the Illinois DNR. And I know that the Cook County Forest Preserve District is also involved in that process, if I remember correctly.
Right, they're
the applicant. I spoke to the wildlife biologist.
The Forest Preserve would be the applicant. They apply to the DNR for the permits.
Yes, right. That's what I had learned a couple of years ago. So that's the context with which I was talking about interfacing and communicating with some of the regulators. In that light.
If there's any resource anybody wants that I can help you with, just let me know. And I'm happy to, you know, I mean, our staff here has had a lot of contact with Tim Pruse and the people at Forest Preserve over the past year. So we can hook arrange for that. Yes, Marta.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just think I agree. I think we need the input of the IDNR and the Cook County Forest Preserve in formulating plans, and they should be involved from the get-go with questions and stuff. Yeah.
So, Julie,
on the next steps, as far as like, I'm sorry, I don't know the VRF admin's name.
Sarah.
Are you going to send around the names on the survey subcommittee so that we can kind of go offline and are clear?
Yep, I can do that.
Who's on it? Okay, cool.
Catherine.
Catherine,
you're muted.
Yeah, she's muted. Sorry, my dog was whimpering there. Before some people have to go, I had a question that was based on the fact that, I got a call from Kathy Aducci, one of those, not reverse 911, but whatever the announcements were today. And then I was also reading how people are strangely willing to talk to telemarketers right now because everyone's stuck at home. I was wondering, is there a way to do a telephone survey, given way more people are at home during regular hours, obviously, than usual? And clearly there's a mechanism at the village to call all the village numbers, but something that would be an invitation to do the survey or a link to the survey or call this number to answer the survey. It seems like it'd be a really thorough way to get to everybody quickly. Just having had those two things happen at the same time, I thought, like, what a perfect way to ask people about deer.
I can inquire, but my guess is the problem with that is it's labor intensive.
The calls that Kathy does are labor
intensive. That's recording. But I'm saying if you're interacting with someone on the phone, you got to have individual people calling. So yeah, we can.
I'm saying like an invitation, like your survey.
Oh, you're talking about for communication.
Or come to this site to do the survey, or.
Oh, that's a Catherine. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I thought you were talking actually doing the survey over the phone.
No. I mean, I would ideally, but I agree it's too much time.
No, that's
a great mechanism, and people are home more than ever right now.
Yeah.
And they're more likely to pick up the phone.
Hopefully by the time we finalize this thing, we'll be out of lockdown, but maybe not. No, but Kevin, that's a great idea.
I haven't talked to a stranger on the phone for 15 years. I don't get the idea. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude.
All right, John, go ahead.
I don't understand the idea. Can you explain again, Kath?
Do you get the calls from Kath from the village?
I would never listen, not in a million years. So.
Okay, well, yeah, and nothing's going to reach everyone. I think we obviously understand nothing's going to reach everyone. But there are reverse calls that are local calls that are made to make announcement about schools and village news and things like that. Number one, but then as I said, number two, I read that more than ever before people are answering phone calls because they're home. So it just seemed like a really easy way potentially to get a recorded call to everyone in the village who is not going to necessarily, look at your mailbox for this or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get it now.
Yeah.
I think we have about 4,000 home numbers that are on the call.
Yeah.
But that's the homes, not the individuals, obviously.
Right.
Can we just recap, just because I'm driving Sarah crazy here. Can we identify who's on what committee, subcommittee? So for the the survey committee, it's Julie, Lori, Kathleen Hughes, and... was there, and Catherine Christmas. The multidisciplinary committee was Joel, Marta, Dawn, anyone else? And Ronald. Ronald or Ron?
Hey, Ron's good.
And then the communication committee was John. I'll join John on the communication committee.
And I also have Ingrid.
Ingrid, you're on the communication committee, correct?
You need another. If that's the last committee, I guess I'll join that too. Communication, right? Everybody got a committee?
And was there a committee you wanted to be on? Because I could step down.
No.
Okay.
I'm
happy to do it, but
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. What was your?
I was on the communication committee.
Okay, sure. I'll do that.
Okay. So. Annette. Great. So, Tom, I know people have to get off at 8, so.
I just have a question on the communication.
Yes, ma'am.
I haven't seen anything on our village, the website, when we get the alerts of different things that are happening. I have never seen anything about how to prevent Lyme disease, how to slow down on Thatcher. This big issue that we're all talking about, I never see it addressed in our monthly or weekly or whatever. I'm just wondering why we're not sending out more communication to everyone on preventative things all before we jump to calling or not calling or this or that. It's like, I think that would be a really easy way to get information to people. Some people read that, some people don't, some people listen, some people don't, but it's just word of mouth, I think there could be,
there's anything from stopping us doing easy stuff like that?
I think we'll get that going out of the communication committee, right?
Should we have a research committee to gather facts on accidents and Lyme disease, etc., or no?
As to accidents, the village obviously gathers that information.
Yeah. But to have one of our group just kind of consolidate that information.
Well, that sort of...
I'm just asking. I don't know.
I don't know.
That could be in the communication committee, I think, because it gets into how to communicate with the public, doesn't it? And there are certain things that are obvious up front, like don't feed deer in your front lawn. But people do it.
Well, people do, I know.
people do it all the time. And that's the number one is, don't bring your kids close to a deer. Just some very obvious ones that are
happening, but it's, political.
We got about 3 minutes left. So could everyone look at your calendars and see when? I'd like to meet again in 2 weeks, if possible.
Yeah, we need to.
And the goal of that meeting will be to decide what will be the baseline format for the survey.
That's when I'll look at the sample survey,
Yeah.
And we'll all look. Okay.
Turns out I'm going to be home.
Before that, right?
Yeah. I'm home as well.
I'm going to be home. Yeah.
Talking about the 14th there,
yeah.
Tom? Yeah.
I'm going to get my calendar. Monday, Tuesday, get my calendar
Wednesdays are better than Thursday.
I know I don't have anything to do, so.
I think I just heard somebody say that Thursdays aren't good. Let me just take a look here.
I can do any night. Sadly, I have no plans.
Me neither.
So Thursdays are bad. Is the 13th a Wednesday? Is that good?
That's better for me.
That's better.
I think I can make that work too.
Okay.
At what time? 7?
Yes, Marta.
As long as it's a later, like in the evening now, and not.
Yeah, early. The 7 o'clock, is that a good time for everyone?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Any other comments? Questions?
So is Dan? The
survey subcommittee, is there, you want somebody to take point to email the group and set up a time to talk, or what's the next?
I'm going
to
leave that to you guys.
Yeah, we'll just
coordinate
our own.
Okay.
I have a totally flexible schedule. Is there anyone in the survey committee that has constraints? Because they could maybe suggest some times.
I am open.
I work nonstop. So I can make time for meetings. That's all I do. So.
Well, is there a better time of day then, Julie? Why don't, Julie, do you want to reach out then? If there's a better time of day for you?
I will have Sarah send to you each of the subcommittee, you know, the emails of email addresses and phone numbers, if no one objects.
No, I don't. No objection.
Of each of the subcommittee so that you guys can organize yourselves.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Does anyone object to their phone number being released?
No.
I know some people are touchy about it.
No problem. That's fine.
All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Aye.
All second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. And just a note, these are really hard to do, and I appreciate everyone. You know, sometimes I miss you holding your hand up, and I apologize. But it's kind of hard. There's like 12 people on the screen. So hopefully, obviously, next meeting is going to have to be the same format. Hopefully in June, we'll be able to meet in person. But thanks for everyone for your contributions and for your commitment to the committee.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.